With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. There's an update to the ongoing controversy around a quarry near Glenwood Springs. Earlier this year, Rocky Mountain Resources, or RMR, which owns the quarry, filed lawsuits against Garfield County in both state and federal courts. Now a judge is putting the federal case on hold while the state lawsuit plays out. Alex Hager has the details.
Back in May, RMR filed a pair of lawsuits claiming that Garfield County acted, quote, arbitrarily, capriciously, and irrationally when it enforced permit violations against the quarry. Those enforcements came amid widespread public outcry surrounding the violations. But now, a federal judge in Grand Junction recommended putting a stay on the federal case, saying that the state court was, quote, an adequate forum to hear the claims. Both RMR and the county have 14 days to file any written objections to the judge's recommendation. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
10 bands play 10 different venues in Basalt tomorrow for the inaugural Pumpkin Jazz Festival. The arts campus at Willits or Tikal received a grant from Basalt to put on the event. Kristen Kay reports that the idea is to bring music and business to the Mid-Valley.
Tikal Executive Director Ryan Honey says after the lease expired on their Willits venue, The Temporary, he was looking to bring people into local businesses during the off-season.
We knew that with us being closed, it'd be in the shoulder seasons. We wanted a way to activate the restaurants and the shops in and around our community.
A recent study shows that arts patrons nationally spend an average of about $25 per event at local businesses, not including the ticket price. Bands will play at several restaurants and galleries in both downtown Basalt and Willits for Pumpkin Jazz, which begins tomorrow at 5. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The outdoor voting bloc in Western swing states is growing in influence. That's the conclusion of the Center for Western Priorities in releasing the results of its new poll. The survey of 2,800 voters in five states, including Arizona, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, and Colorado, shows 65% of Coloradans want more lands protected, and Republicans in all five states are split on the question. Pollster Brian Gottlieb says the survey is full of indications that Western swing state voters want to take the middle road on conservation.
Voters in these states have strong support for limiting oil and gas development, and voters are weary of bans on development as well as unchecked and unregulated development. So what that really means is when it comes to energy development, voters are looking for balance.
The Center for Western Priorities says it believes this outdoor voting bloc could have a major impact on city, state, and federal elections in the future. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.